Hi everyone, this is Mariana. Welcome to your Wow Rap. May we remember this week that God is faithful as we walk in alignment with Him. He does answer our prayers in His perfect timing. He truly is our place of refuge and strength. May we fix our eyes on our eternal source of hope, joy and peace, Jesus, our Lord and Savior. He gave His life so that we can be set free and have an intimate relationship with our Heavenly Father. May we, through the help of the Holy Spirit, boldly share Him as our source of eternal hope, joy and peace with those around us. Our scripture for today is from Psalm 121. Here is Melanie.
I will lift up my eyes to the hills around Jerusalem, to sacred Mount Zion and Mount Moriah. From whence shall my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to slip or to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper, the Lord is your shade on your right hand, the side not carrying a shield. The sun shall not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore.
So let us be determined this week to hide ourselves in God as our refuge and strength in all circumstances. We have a choice to either have faith or fear. Peace is the highest form of victory. Will we allow fear or guilt to displace our peace? The way of peace is for us to trust that God is all-knowing and that He sees our full story. Let us trust God fully with every fiber of our being, knowing that He is our keeper and protector, the one that is always watching over us. He is our life-giving, hope-filled source of love, joy and grace. He is our refuge and strength now and forever. And let us make prayer the priority of our lives. We should never underestimate the power of prayer. It's through prayer that our hearts are filled with God's peace, love and joy. It's through prayer that our anxious minds are calmed with a peace that truly transcends all understanding. God is faithful all the time, and if we are aligned with His will for our lives, if we truly seek Him first in everything, He will protect us and provide for us in ways we didn't even consider possible. And let us recommit our lives to serve and glorify our Lord Jesus. Jesus came to give us the greatest gift ever. He laid down His life for us, giving us access to hope, eternal life, and the presence of our Heavenly Father. Because of Jesus, we have eternal hope. We have eternal joy and eternal peace. May we, in return, live out the greatest calling of our lives, going out into the world and winning hearts for Jesus. May we recommit our time, the work of our hands, our minds, and our whole being to our Lord today. And then, can I challenge us today to reach out and pray for someone who may not yet know our Lord Jesus. Now, let us stand united as we pray together.
Thank you, Lord, for this day. We've gathered here, Lord, to hear about you, Lord, and what you're doing in each of our lives, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, that you speak to us, Lord God, that you allow us to dream dreams and see visions, Lord, all for your glory, Lord.
Father, thank you so much for your word that is a light unto our feet and a lamp unto our path. Thank you so much that you are our helper, you are our shield, you are our source. And there's nowhere else that we can turn when we go through trying times but to you.
Our Father, you are good, you are faithful, and you are our peace. You are that wraparound shield that protects us and that keeps us. And we praise you for that.
Lord, thank you so much that we can be together. Ask you, Holy Spirit, that you will open our minds and open our hearts so that we can be with you in these times, that we can receive the gifts of you, Holy Spirit, and that we can help others and uplift others by praying for them.
Father God, we pray that many will feel the tug in their hearts to recognize that none are worthy to stand in your presence, because you are holy and we are not. I pray that they will confess their sins, ask your forgiveness, surrender their life to you. Thank you because you desire that all come to salvation by grace through faith in Jesus. Also, Father, help us to be fishers of men. Help us to be so full of your Spirit that we can share the source of our hope in truth, love, and humility with those you have placed on our path. In the precious name of Yeshua, amen.
Amen. Keep safe, be blessed, and have the most wonderful week.